The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. Y'all, today is a very special episode. It's an episode that I have been excited about for a minute. I get to interview Connor and Tanner from Love on the Spectrum, one of Netflix's hit shows about people on the spectrum dating. And we don't really talk that much about love, but I get to have a really great conversation with them about, you know, life in general. Just three buds chit-chatting. And then the coolest part is I get to talk to their moms, who I think are the real stars of the show. So without further ado, I want to get into it. And I have their merch on. I've got Connor's hat, Must I Write You a Poem? And I've got Tanner's shirt on. Are my eyebrows okay? Are my eyebrows right? This is a really fun episode. I am thrilled and honored to have talked to the boys and their moms. So without further ado, let's get into it. Please welcome to the podcast, Connor and Tanner. Ladies and gentlemen of the Absolutely Not Podcast, this is an honor, okay? I've had a lot of people on this podcast, but I'm pretty starstruck right now. I've got two of my favorite guys, and we just met, Connor and Tanner. Now, y'all are the stars of Love on the Spectrum, which was a TV show that I think stole everybody's heart. But you're also just cool dudes, and I'm so excited to get to chit-chat with you today. So, you're both 25. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct,
Heather. Yes, that is correct.
Okay, fantastic. Now, what has been the wildest thing that has happened since you've been on television?
Okay, so I've gotten a lot more followers following me.
Yeah.
And an actress messaged me, Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yes, ma'am.
Wait a minute, Tanner.
An actress. She's an actress.
Wait, Rosie O'Donnell messaged you, and what did the message say?
I don't remember, but she's very proud of me. But Rosie O'Donnell is very proud of me.
Can I tell you, that's how most people feel when they get a message from an actress. Like, I don't remember what they said. But that's great. Can I tell you, I grew up watching Rosie O'Donnell. She used to have a hit show on television. So the fact that Rosie O'Donnell slid in your DMs is a big deal. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Have you gotten to meet anybody cool? Or have you had a conversation with anybody, maybe through Instagram, that's kind of blown you away?
Well, I was informed that I did get a shout out from Bradley Cooper. Who says he watches the show?
I mean, Bradley Cooper was at the Oscars. Connor, that is cool.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he was in a lot of great movie.
Yeah. So you guys, I find very refreshing, and I'll tell you why. Because you're honest.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, we cut through the BS. You just let people know what you like, what you don't like. Now, this is called the Absolutely Not Podcast because I invite people on to talk about their favorite things and things that really bug them. So you want to just jump in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are there any absolutely nots in your life right now that you don't like? Like, for example, I cannot stand American cheese. I don't know why. I don't like it. It's not my thing. Are you have any food absolutely nots? Like things you stay away from?
Yes, ma'am. Spicy food. Spicy food.
Oh, really?
Really.
Does it hurt your tummy?
Well, it's too spicy for my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's nothing worse than when it's so hot and then you have to drink a glass of milk afterwards.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't like that, Tanner. I'm right there with you. Connor, anything food-wise that you're like, absolutely not?
Well, I really can't say that there is,
mm-hmm.
except maybe for green beans. I've never been a real fan of them. No,
I'm right there with you.
Since I was a kid, no.
Yeah, I think green beans are probably one of the most just overrated vegetables. Like, they're never good. Whether you put, a fancy sauce on them, tons of butter. Every time I eat it, I go, I don't enjoy this. You know what I mean? I don't enjoy it. Now, Connor, you love swords. You love history. You love the royal family. Those are some of your favorites. Did I miss anything on the list of favorite things? What else do you enjoy studying or learning about day to day?
Books.
What's your favorite book of all time?
Well, if I had to say of all time, I'd say it would be the Harry Potter series.
Oh, iconic. Who doesn't love Harry Potter? Tanner, do you have any favorite books?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you like?
Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King, Tarzan, Aladdin, Peter Pan, David and Goliath, Noah's Ark.
These are all great books.
Yes, ma'am. They are all great books.
And do you also watch the movies, too?
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I prefer movies over books. I said it. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm visual. I like to watch things, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So are those some of your favorite movies, too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your favorite movie?
Well, Danae, I think my favorite movie of all time would be the movie How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, a classic.
It's based off a book and it combines Three things I enjoy: Vikings, the Middle Ages, and dragons.
What do you think draws you to that time period? Because you like old things, Connor. Somebody might call you an old soul.
Yeah, I know. But to answer your question, what I think fascinates me about that time is how people were able to get along just fine without any modern day technology. How they were able to use chemistry to make stronger weapons, and were able to use animals instead of machines to move heavy things.
That's a really great point. Sometimes I think that I'm like so reliant on my phone, you know, like I need technology. And there are days where I'm like, how did we find out where we were going before Google Maps? You know what I mean? Do you ever, I'm just so, sometimes we all feel
it's like, you just had to get a regular or cartographed map from a cartographer or map seller.
Yeah. Or like, could you imagine if you had to use a compass to actually find your way? Forget it. I wouldn't know what to do. So you love Disney.
That's right. I love Disney.
That's your thing. And out of all, who's your favorite Disney villain?
Good question. My favorite Disney villain is probably Scar.
Oh, Scar. Good one. I cry every time I watch The Lion King. Yes.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything.
How can Scar be a cool villain? Because he's bad. Because the truth is, I feel like the only movies that have cool villains are in superhero movies and just like all the Littlefoot movies.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
How can Scar be a cool villain?
I don't know if he's a cool villain. I mean, he just makes me cry, right?
Right. All I know is but he's not a human. He's a lion.
A lion.
So I feel like he's not a cool villain because he's bad.
Yeah, I know. He's definitely bad. We know that for a fact. I think the reason I cry harder at Lion King is because it has to do with animals.
That makes sense.
You know, with that scene when Scar, I mean, that's a really
sad scene. And you do like lions, right?
Can I tell you, I have a dream of going on a safari. That would be the coolest thing for me. If I got to meet real wild, like animals, like giraffes, zebras, if I got to meet cats, like that's my thing. I love cats.
Yeah.
I do have two French bulldogs, but I love cats. Now you have an iconic dog. You have a Pomeranian.
I do.
And he's your buddy.
She.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. She is. She really loves me.
How could she not?
And wants me to give her the most attention.
Always, you know. And I mean, once you have a good pet too. Are you a pet guy? You like animals?
Yes, ma'am. I do like animals.
You love to go to the zoo, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. I like to go to the zoo.
Now, on the show, we saw you went on a date to the zoo. And I got to be honest with you, Tanner. I was so impressed with all the knowledge you have on animals.
Uh-huh.
Who's your favorite animal?
A gorilla.
Oh, and how come?
Because it's so cool that gorillas are animals with that hands and how they look like humans and how they look similar to us. Does that make sense, Heather?
That makes so much sense. I think they're the closest in species to us.
Me too.
Right?
Right.
I mean, they're very smart.
They are very smart.
I was just in Australia and I got to hold a koala.
Oh, I bet it was cute.
It was the coolest thing ever. I mean, it was like one of those moments. Again, I love animals that I got to hold this koala, but it was funny because, you know, you think they look really cozy and comfy, but they're actually like kind of not as cuddly as I thought they were going to be. What's your favorite animal?
Well, I have a list of animals.
Hit us with it.
I think I'd say the gray wolf.
Oh, the gray wolf. Now, where would you find a gray wolf? What part of the world does a gray wolf live in?
Well, usually in the northernmost regions of the world. North America, Scandinavia, Russia.
I feel
Alaska.
Like this is going back to your love of like the Viking world.
Well, yes, wolves were often affiliated with the Vikings, as were bears. There's ravens, boars, even reindeer.
Connor, can I ask you a question? It's really been weighing on my mind. Since you love the royal family so much, do you know where Kate Middleton is? Have you heard these rumors? Nobody knows where she is. You didn't know this? So she went. So they said, the royal family said, she was taking a step back from her royal duties.
Okay.
For 2 months. They said she was having abdominal surgery. But 2 months is up and everyone's a little concerned. So just on your time off, if you could do a little research and figure out what's going on, that could be really helpful.
Yes. And of course, our concerns and prayers should also be with His Majesty the King.
Always. Who's not doing great. Do you know any updates on that?
Only what I've seen in magazine covers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's all concerning. And obviously, thoughts and prayers to the entire royal family.
Yeah.
But I just didn't know if you knew where Kate was. So, I mean, we'll talk offline. Let me know if you know anything. Are you interested in anything? Have you ever, like, British? Do you like the royal family?
I do. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm not the biggest royal family fan, but I watch from afar.
Okay.
I loved Princess Diana. Did you know who Princess Diana was?
No, who?
So Princess Diana was married to the current King Charles, and she was just the people's princess. Everyone loved her.
Oh my God.
Talk about a fairy tale. I know you love fairy tales because you love the Disney World.
Right.
You should go watch old videos of Princess Diana when she married King Charles. Oh my gosh, really cool.
Is it, was she a real person?
She was a real person.
That's so cool.
She was a real person, and she was, the people really rooted for her because they called her the people's princess because she was just like one of us.
Well, is there a movie making of it? Oh, a true movie of her?
Yes, there's like 10 movies about her. Don't worry. I'll give you a list when you leave here. You'll have some things to watch.
There is nothing more frustrating than when you're trying to buy tickets to something and you have to worry about it, right? You should not have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fastest and easiest way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. Y'all, I could have used Game Time in Australia when I was trying to get them T-Swift tickets, okay? Listen, I love Game Time, all right? I would use them to go to, like, I'm trying to go to more, like, sporting events with Jeff. Last minute, I can go on the app, and everything is right there. Listen. They have flash deals, last-minute deals. Save up to 60% off buying last-minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, etc. You can save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the game or the event. Save even more when you choose a section and let Game Time choose your seats. And toggling this feature, they have an all-in pricing. So if you toggle this feature, it shows the total upfront with no surprise fees at checkout, which is a huge deal. There's nothing worse when you think a ticket's going to be one price and then you actually go to close out and you're like, oh, no, okay, this is like an extra $100 more. They also have seat views. So you get a panoramic view from your seat in the app before you buy, which is huge. I need to know. I need to know what the aura is. I need to know what the environment is. I need to know what the energy is. I need to see the view. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code ABSOLUTELY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem a code at ABSOLUTELY, ABSOLUTELY, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices, guaranteed. You're welcome. I have found a new hair care game that has just changed the game. And I'm talking about Lola V. One of the reasons why I love Lola V, it is literally the best of the best. Imagine this, okay? Your girl, Jennifer Aniston, who has like the most perfect hair ever. Jen got tired of the same old struggles we all face, choosing between hair products at work and ones that are actually good for us. But with Lola V, the dilemma is history. We put all of our hair care through the wringer, coloring, heat styling, stress, aging, the list goes on. And over time, it takes such a toll. And there's nothing worse than when you get that fried hair. Well, don't worry, with Lola V, you can have the best of the best. And some of their best sellers are cult classic. They're glossing detangler. I use every day I get out of the shower. Spritz, 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 spritz that in, brush my hair out. And I just feel like it is so nice right before I do a blow dry. A perfect leave-in conditioner leaves my hair so super soft. And these aren't just styling products. They're your hair's new best friends. And here's a treat for you. Our awesome listeners, for a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolav.com. Just use code ABSOLUTELY at checkout. I mean, if you're taking hair care advice, why not listen to the woman who introduced us to the Rachel, the queen herself, Jennifer Aniston, and just recently reintroduced us to the best of the best, which is Lola V. I love Lola V. It is no silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty and vegan free. I also love their in-shower trio, the restorative shampoo, the conditioner, plus the intensive repair treatment. Y'all, I took everything else out of the shower, and I'm just using that Lola V. If Jen can do it, I can do it, and she's made an incredible product, and we're so glad that our queen is looking out for us. Again, all you got to do is go to lolav.com and use code ABSOLUTELY at checkout. Now, back to the podcast.
So, okay, since you've done the show, right, has it been a real wild feeling? You go out in public, people know who you are. Is it a strange feeling?
It can be at times, yes. And one time, you're just minding your own business.
Yeah.
And the next, someone's walking up to you. A complete stranger says they recognize you.
Yeah, and you're at the grocery store, and then somebody's asking you questions, or you're sitting in a studio right here, and you're like, I just want to go to lunch. What am I doing here? So are you still working at the hotel?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still working at the hotel.
And when you're working at the hotel, what is your day-to-day job? Like, what do you enjoy doing at the hotel? Because you're great with hospitality. Tanner, I mean, I see people walking into that hotel, and you have a smile on your face, and I know that that is such a warm greeting for them.
Uh-huh.
What do you like to do at the hotel?
I enjoy cleaning the bathrooms.
Okay. Well, not a lot of people like enjoy cleaning the bathrooms, Tanner. So I know you're an absolute employee of the month.
I enjoy wiping down the windows.
Okay.
I enjoy cleaning the glasses, mopping the bathroom floors, and vacuuming the blue mats In fact, you mean the carpet, the bit under the front door, the carpet under the welcome desk, and vacuuming the stairs halfway to the Tom's bar, and wind down the wood all the way up to the Tom's bar.
Wow. Can I tell you, sometimes when I get a little anxious or I get stressed,
tell me.
I love to wipe my bathroom down. I love to clean. I love to vacuum. Is that strange?
How can that be strange? Because strange means weird. Strange means weird.
You're right, Tanner. Thank you for justifying that.
Yeah, but you mean a bad strange.
No,
strange,
I mean,
strange
I mean,
and weird
like,
don't always, are not always bad.
You're right, Tanner. It's maybe out of the ordinary, right?
Okay.
Because most people, when they get maybe stressed or anxious, they might want like quiet time, or they may like want to look at stuff on their phone. I get active. I love to vacuum. Whenever I'm stressed out about work, I go vacuum and I clean. So I get it. If you enjoy cleaning and you like something active, I'm right there with you. What's the coolest thing about working at a hotel? Is it meeting all the new people?
It's meeting all the new people. It's meeting all the new people.
Because you never know who you're going to get. People travel from all over the world to come stay at your hotel.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure it's in tip-top shape.
I do, yeah.
I love that you take a lot of pride in that.
Because me too.
Taking pride in your work is the biggest thing.
This is.
Are you still working?
Oh,
are you
yes.
at the grocery store
still? Yes, I'm still working at Kroger.
Oh, nice. And what is maybe one of the biggest challenges of working in a grocery store? Is it because people are in a rush?
Yeah, people are often in a rush. They've got huge orders, and it usually gets crazy around noon.
Oh, around noon. That's the rush period.
Yeah.
Now, is that because people are coming in for lunch, or they have a break at work, so they're coming in to get all the things that they need to make dinner for their families at night? What do you think it is?
I think it's because they're trying to get all their groceries before anything hits scarcity.
Oh, yeah. So at noon, that's when things go flying off the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you ever work with actually like packing up the groceries?
Yes, I do. I actually bag them.
Oh, great. Now, I know that there's a science to that, because you got to make sure that you're not putting, you know, something soft like grapes in with like, you know, Diet Coke cans.
Obviously.
So what is the science? How do you do it?
Don't mix food with chemicals. Don't put heavy stuff on top of soft stuff. And try to fit as few as 3 or 4. Or items into one bag.
Oh, smart. Okay, that's good. Because sometimes I bag my own groceries, because at my Kroger, they don't have helpful people like you to help us. Mm-hmm. So I'm over there just, you know, throwing caution to the wind. And I made the mistake one day. I got a sandwich and it got smushed with everything else. All right, so when you're not working and you're not running your careers, what is your favorite thing to do on your time off?
My favorite thing to do is hang out by the pool and listen to my music and go on walks.
Now, I know you love Morgan Wallen.
Yes, ma'am. I do love Morgan Wallen.
What's your favorite Morgan Wallen song?
Last Night.
Last night we let the liquor talk. Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good one.
Have you ever been to a Morgan Wallen concert?
No, but I'm going to in July.
You are?
Yes, ma'am. He
tickets
invited me
purchased.
To a concert.
Oh, you know what, Morgan Wallen, good for you. You know what? Which show are you going to?
I mean, which show is it going to be, Mom? Charlotte.
Okay, maybe I'll see if my weekend's open and I'll come and I'll see you there.
That could be fun.
That could be so much fun.
That would be so much fun.
When you're not studying history, learning about Vikings, showing everybody your sword collection, what is your favorite thing to do on your time off?
Well, I enjoy playing video games, watching TV, and listening to music out of my backyard.
Oh, nice. I like it. So it's a common theme here. We like to sit outside in nature and feel the vibes of the music.
Yeah.
Who are some of your favorite musical artists?
Well, let's see. Hang on.
No, take your time. I'll tell you who mine are. Have you ever heard of the Spice Girls?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Spice Girls was my first
concert. One of them is married to David Beckham.
Yes, yes, Victoria. You're right. So I loved the Spice Girls growing up. I'm on a real big Olivia Rodrigo kick right now. I think the song Vampire is really great.
Was she one of the Spice Girls?
She was not. No. She is much younger. But the Spice Girls were like, those are my Beatles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I actually enjoy the Beatles. I enjoy Kiss and Johnny Cash.
Of course you love Johnny Cash. Could you like anything that's...
Who doesn't love Johnny Cash?
Who doesn't love Johnny Cash? I agree. All right. So, you know, Tanner, your catchphrase is spreading joy.
Uh-huh.
What do you think it means to spread joy? What does that mean to you?
It means to make people feel good.
Yeah.
It makes them feel good in their heart.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And what are ways that you can spread joy, you think?
Smile.
Yes.
And be kind and nice and ask your friends things about themselves.
So, you know what? That is so important. There's nothing more frustrating than when you meet somebody new and you get in a conversation with them and then they don't ask you anything about themselves.
Right.
So I'm not trying to pepper y'all with questions, but I really want to get to know you.
Okay. And something else. Everybody has a purpose, even if they have autism, Down syndrome, Williams syndrome, dyslexia, or golden heart syndrome.
That is such a great point. Everybody has a purpose.
Yeah, everybody has a purpose.
You know, I like that spreading joy is one of your mottos, because I feel that way when I do comedy. When I stand up on stage and I tell jokes, that's what I feel, that I'm just spreading joy, right? Making right. people laugh and giggle. That's right. My job.
Yeah.
So you think that your purpose, why you were put on this earth, was to spread joy?
Because I make people happy.
Yeah.
I'm making people feel happy in their hearts. I'm making people, it makes people feel good.
That's great.
And everybody has a purpose.
Yep.
Even if they have autism, Down syndrome, William syndrome, dyslexia, or golden heart syndrome.
Yeah, if they have any syndrome. You got one leg, two legs, no legs, you got to still spread joy.
And that's even if you lost a leg or lost one arm.
If you lost an arm, you still can spread joy.
That's right, that's right.
I love that. You know, I am a good reader, but I have dyslexia with numbers, so I switch numbers all the time.
Hey, while we're talking together, can we ask you some questions?
You can ask me whatever you want.
Do you have dyslexia?
So I have dyslexia, like I said, with numbers. So it's really hard for me, like, to remember a phone number, or if I'm writing a number down. So if the number's 56, I will always write 65. It's a very specific thing. So numbers are hard for me. Math was really hard for me growing up. But I'm good at, like, I guess, order. Like, I'm good at I don't know, speaking in public. That's one of my strong suits. What do you feel like is one of your strong suits, obviously, other than bringing joy?
So meeting new people and making new friends, because I like to meet new people, make new friends.
That's great. What do you think one of your strongest personality traits is?
Well, I think one of my strongest personality traits is the fact that I know a lot and I often tell people things about what I know.
Listen. Having intelligence and being able to explain it to people, especially in a way that then also makes them feel smart too, is such a cool characteristic. I mean, that's great. I mean, I feel like I'm sitting with human Google right now. Yeah. What is your favorite topic to talk about when you meet with new people?
Well, I think my favorite topic to talk about is movies.
Yeah. Oh, I was just at the Oscars. I was at the Oscars. Did you see any of the Oscar movie? Did you see the awards? Have you seen Barbie? The movie?
No.
Oh, you gotta watch Barbie. It's such a good movie.
I actually saw Oppenheimer.
What did you think of Oppenheimer? It was
excellent.
It was excellent, but I felt like some of the scientific things about how they created the atomic bomb was a little confusing to me. Did you understand it all?
A lot of historical figures there. Heisenberg, Einstein, and of course, J. Robert Oppenheimer himself.
I mean, you know, right there, we got a historian right here. Connor, I have a question. Not big on nature, all right? I'm not either. What is it about nature that you don't love?
It's not that I don't love it. I actually enjoy it very much. Mm-hmm. The peace, the tranquility,
mm-hmm.
the sounds of the birds and the crickets, and watching deer going by.
I love it. I live on the river, and I love sitting outside on my porch sometime and having a coffee in the morning and watching the deer and just like having those quiet moments. You know what I mean? Huh? Do you like being out by the pool?
I do like being out by the pool.
Do you ever like to go to the beach?
Yes, ma'am, I do like to go to the beach.
I love the beach. When I'm by water, that's where I come alive, right? Do you like to swim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you go to the pool in the summer?
Yeah.
Well, you also live in Georgia, and you're in South Carolina. Y'all know how hot it gets.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? I know I've forgotten about all the subscriptions until I found Rocket Money. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I'd say maybe like 5-6 subscriptions. Was I wrong? Boy, was your girl wrong. Okay. I literally had like 25 subscriptions that I didn't even know about, that I was just throwing money down a drain every month because I was paying for these things and didn't even use them. I love Rocket Money because it has helped me save so much money on cutting out my subscriptions each month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I am no longer wasting money on the ones that I forgot about. Rocket Money is just a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Hello, we love that. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/absolutely. That's rocketmoney.com/absolutely. Again, that's rocketmoney.com/absolutely. I mean, don't pay for stuff that you don't need to pay for. And I know we sign up for all these things and then we forget about it. Well, go to rocketmoney.com/absolutely and cut out the waste in your life. You got it with Rocket Money. I just finished redoing my laundry room and I bought a giant fridge, not a regular fridge, just a beverage fridge. Okay. I upgraded. You want to know why? Because I need Poppy. I need more Poppy than I could ever consume in my life, in my home. I'm obsessed with Poppy. All right. I used to be addicted to the sodas, but now I'm not addicted to the bad soda anymore. I'm addicted to that good soda, which is Poppy. It has clean ingredients. Okay. 5 grams of sugar or less, 25 calories or less, prebiotic in the dang drink. Made with real fruit juice, sparkling water. They're friggin' delicious. They have some of your favorite classic soda shop flavors. Like they've got a cola, a Doc Pop. One of my favorites though is the cherry limeade. Oh my God, the strawberry lemon. It's friggin' delicious. And I'm gonna tell you, as these warmer climates come up, you wanna maybe add a little vodka to the mix. Absolutely delicious. I love Poppy. I'm not even kidding you. I'm so glad that they're sponsored the podcast. I chug it. I mean, I wear my Poppy robe to bed. I wear my sweats out. I really could not get behind a brand more than Poppy because it's actually delicious. And the fact that I bought an entire new, very expensive fridge just to display all my beautiful Poppies that I drink, I don't feel bad when I drink a Poppy because it makes me feel good and you know that you're doing something good for yourself. So here's the deal. Right now, I got something for you. Say hello to Soda's new era. The future of soda is now, and it's called Poppy. Shop Poppy for 15% off on Amazon with code ABSOLUTELY15 and in retailers nationwide. Again, that's ABSOLUTELY15 for 15% off with an Amazon code or in retailers nationwide. You will thank me later. You will love Poppy. It's friggin' delicious. Go get you some now.
Is there anything you ever wanted to ask me?
Yes.
You can ask me anything.
What do you like to do for fun?
Oh, what do I? Well, I travel a lot. So I just was in Australia and then I went to New Zealand. I really love to be on an airplane. I love everything about an airplane. I love learning about new airplanes. Like that is, I'm a travel junkie. Yeah.
So did you know New Zealand is actually where they filmed the Lord of the Rings series and The Hobbit?
Yes. And I went to some of the locations where they shot. Can I tell you? New Zealand was one of the...
And can I tell you what I had to do for fun?
Yeah, yeah.
I had to fight. I had to run. I had to swim. I had to ride bikes. I had to rock climb. I had to play video games. I had to play computer games. I had to... Read books, I sing songs, I do color.
I love that. I like to color sometimes, like calm my mind. It's relaxing.
What do you do when you're mad or upset?
What do I do when I'm upset?
Yeah, when you're mad or upset.
Well, I do oftentimes vacuum. You know, I'm one of those people when I get upset about things, I kind of like to just hang out in my car and listen to music and chill out. So that I don't end up taking that anger out on somebody else.
That makes sense. When I'm mad or upset, I talk to my friends and family about it. I go on walks, I take deep breaths.
Go on walks. I think 99% of the world's problems could be figured out if everyone just went and took a walk.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of saying something that you're going to regret, just go out and take a walk.
That's right.
What do you do when you get upset?
Sometimes when I am really frustrated and I need to clear my head, I just go outside, put on my headphones and listen to my music.
Yeah, like a little Johnny Cash.
Yeah, they say, hey, you shouldn't raise the volume higher than 36, but I'll go 40, 50, or even 100. I don't...
Yeah, Connor.
Or even to 100, I don't care.
Oh, so you're out in the woods and you're blasting the music. You're letting them know. Because sometimes you just need, that's like what I do in my car. I get in my car, I blast Olivia Rodrigo, the song Vampire, and I just rage out. Yeah. And then you feel good. Yeah. And then you can go have a conversation with somebody where you're actually able to like think with a clear head. Right?
Yeah, right.
So you like to run?
Yes, ma'am, I like to run.
A big exerciser, gotta That's be honest okay. with you. I mean, I like to like dance and do stuff like that, but if you asked me to go on a run, Tanner, I gotta be honest with you, I couldn't do it. I couldn't keep up.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Do you ever get shin splints?
Or those?
Okay, it's when you've been running a lot and then the front of your legs like hurts.
Not really.
No, you don't get sore? Like, you're an athlete.
Not always.
Do you like sports?
I do, actually.
Tell me, what do you love?
I do enjoy watching baseball, basketball, but most of all, soccer.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been to an Atlanta United game? We should
I actually just recently went with my dad last Saturday.
The best, right? And we actually have like a winning team, which is exciting. Now, can I ask you guys, I know I've want to chit-chat to get to know you. But since you've been on a show that was about dating, what was that experience like? Do you feel that you want to continue to date? Is it something that, you know, it was a new challenge for you? Was it scary going on your first date?
It was not scary. No, it was not scary going on my first date.
You had a real joyful spirit about it.
Yeah, I had a real joyful spirit about it.
So you weren't nervous?
No, ma'am. I was not nervous.
Wow. And your first date was with a young lady at the zoo.
Yes, right? Ma'am.
And how did you think the date went?
I think the date went great.
Yeah. She was having a great time.
Yeah, she was having a great time.
And you were so thoughtful of the way that you took her around and you showed her all the different animals and you told her all the facts. Like, honestly, I wish I had been on dates like that. Most of the dates I went on before I met my husband were horrible because people just aren't patient. You were so patient.
I was
both
patient.
Were such gentlemen. How did you feel going on your first date?
I can only say I never felt so nervous in my life.
Yeah.
This was a huge step for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I'll tell you right now, it's a huge step for everybody dating. It's so awkward. Whether, you know, you've never been on a date before or not, or you've been on 100, it's always awkward, right? Because you have these feelings where you're meeting new people and you want to impress them. But also, like, every time I'm on a date, I feel like there's something on my face. I'm always checking myself, like, do I have food on my face, you know? Because you just want to put your best foot forward. Now that you've been on dates, what do you think you would do moving forward as you date? Anything you would change or do differently?
Well, I'd be more concerned about keeping my nerves under control.
Yeah. Nerves are a good thing, though.
And I always remember my manners, you know.
A man with manners, that's a lost thing. Yeah. And I'm sure you have great manners because you love the royal family. Have you ever seen any of their, like, you know, they have a different set of manners. Like, it's one thing to have nice manners. It's another thing to have, like, royal family manners.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of studying and learning and all of that. But I can tell you what, y'all having nice manners, that's the number one thing a gal's going to love.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
You were nervous going on your first date.
I was.
Can I tell you something, though? I get nervous before I go out on stage to perform in front of tons of people. And somebody told me once, the day you quit getting nervous is the day you don't care. So I think having nerves is a good thing because that means you still care about it, right?
Yeah.
And whenever I get nervous, I reframe it in my brain to say I'm excited.
Right.
Right? Do you ever do that? Do you ever get nervous?
Sometimes.
Yeah. And is there any way that, how do you calm yourself down in those situations?
I tell myself, I can do it.
You can do it. Confidence is key.
The confidence. I learned that word, confident.
A racehorse stuck in the gate, whinnying to get out. He isn't scared.
No.
He's just ready to run.
He's ready to run. Yes.
Because our friend from back home, one of our friends who I hanged out with a lot, Mr. Steve told me that he has confidence in me. I'm glad Mr. Steve told me that he has confidence in me.
Tanner, I'm going to tell you right now, I think everybody has confidence in you.
Yes,
and you,
I
Connor,
so
as well. Y'all should be confident guys.
That's
you're
right.
Stars.
We are confident guys. We are confident guys.
Yeah. Listen, you're handsome, you're smart, you have kind spirits, and I think you, the world is your oyster. What would be your absolute dream job to have? What you're doing now?
Yeah, what I'm doing now.
I mean, you're really crushing it.
Yeah, I'm really
That's
crushing
awesome.
It.
And I think 90% of life is finding something that you love and sticking to it, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Giving it your all. Connor, what do you want to do?
I mean, as a child, what I wanted it to do was, my dream job was becoming a blacksmith.
Oh.
I know.
Well, you love swords.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So do you think you could ever, have you ever like whittled wood or done anything with any knives?
Can't say that I have.
Yeah. We could take a pottery. Maybe we lean in and go, you know, because that way you still get to work with your hands.
Yeah, I actually
dangerous.
Yeah. It's like I could make something like in the movie Ghost.
Oh, in the movie Ghost? Wait, Connor, we should recreate Ghost where we make pottery together. That could be so
fun. Listening to Unchained Melody.
Yeah.
To this day, I can't look at any clay pot or anything. Any clay pottery
like
being
made without...
Like a pitcher
of water without thinking of a ghost.
Without thinking of that song.
Yeah, that's a great song. Great, iconic movie. Did you ever see Ghost?
No, I never seen it.
We might. Yeah, we'll put it on the list of things you should see, Tanner. I think you might like it. It's a good movie.
It's not scary, is it?
No, it's not scary.
It's actually more
It's actually kind of like a little sad and romantic, but it's a sweet movie. Do you have any actors or actresses that you love watching them in movies?
Yes.
Who do you love?
Jack Black, because I like Kung Fu Panda and Shark.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, we love Kung Fu Panda.
And Mike Myers, because I like Shrek and Will Ferrell, because I like Megan.
Another good one,
Did you ever see Austin Powers?
Oh, yes, no, yes,
I'd like to watch it one day.
Yeah, I love Austin Powers. I'm telling you what, when he does the Mini-Me, when he's got Mini-Me and he's like, oh, I want $1 billion. I love Mike Myers. That movie makes me laugh.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
So funny that you got the fembots. I mean, Mike Myers is just acting crazy in that movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
It's hilarious.
Have you ever seen Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, yes. I love that movie.
Best movie in the world. That's my favorite. That's my go-to. Yeah. So, all right. Now, whenever you guys hang out with your group of friends, since you've been on TV, do they treat you differently at all?
No, ma'am, they don't treat me differently.
I love that. That's good. That means you're surrounded by great people.
Yeah, because I'm surrounded by great people.
Yeah. Now, do both of y'all still want to continue to date, or how are you feeling about the whole journey?
Well, I've been so busy that I haven't had time to. I've been so busy.
And let me tell you, Tanner, that's great. Stay busy, right?
Stay busy. I'm actually busy.
I'm actually taking a break from dating.
Yep.
If it's taught me anything...
You and every other woman in America. Yeah.
Maybe I'm not ready yet.
Okay, that's all right. And sometimes it's nice to take breaks and then you go back to it, do a little self-care, take care of yourself. I think you should start pottery.
A cowboy who falls off his horse gets back in the saddle.
That's right. Can I tell you, I got some bad news about a business venture that I've been working on for a couple years. It was fine. I found out that my TV show wasn't getting picked up and I was really bummed out. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's like, I needed to hear that, Connor. I needed to hear, like a cowboy, I got to get back in the saddle and keep riding, right? Because life happens.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a real disappointment in your life before?
Real disappointment.
And if you haven't, that's okay. That's great. I hope you don't.
Well...
What do you do whenever you get a little frustrated with things? Like, you know, Tanner said he goes, you like to go for a run,
sit outside.
Or you like go talk with your friends about
things?
Yeah,
I go talk with my friends.
I just go outside and listen to my music.
Yeah, on volume 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your go-to music when you're really frustrated?
If I had to pick a genre, I think maybe the... Hard rock,
yeah. There's a band called Rage Against the Machine, and sometimes I will also listen to them, and it's like, really? You know what I mean? You just get it. You get out the feelings, and then you're good, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your perfect day off? So you're not working at the hotel, you're not working at Kroger, and you get to have the whole day to yourself. What is your favorite thing to do in the morning?
My favorite thing to do in the morning is watching TV shows with Frankie.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then where's your favorite place to go to lunch?
My favorite place to go to lunch is Nestle Club.
Okay, nice. How about you?
Me? My perfect day off would be, I wake up, make myself some eggs on toast, probably nice. Have some cereal.
Are you a coffee guy?
Yeah, I am.
How do you like your coffee?
Light.
Light. Great. Yeah. Hot or cold?
Hot.
Hot. Oh, yeah. I got to have a hot coffee.
Just one cup of coffee and I'm good for the whole day.
Yeah, me too, brother. I'll tell you what. Because sometimes you have too much coffee.
Two is my limit. Oh, two cups is my limit.
Mine too. If I have more than two cups of coffee, I'll be sweating through my t-shirt, right? I get hot, right?
Yeah.
I know these lights are hot. All right. And so then what do you do after breakfast?
Well, after breakfast, I probably watch a little TV, read a book.
Yeah.
Look, listen to music, go for a walk.
Great.
Look, and enjoy. Either day.
Good for you. You know what? This has been a real refreshing conversation because I talk to a lot of people who just, sometimes we get bogged down in our own stuff, right?
Right.
But it's really refreshing to see that we're all dealing with the same kind of things, right?
Right.
We all have fears. We all have frustrations. But we all have wonderful friends and family that we can lean on and chit-chat with.
That's right.
And I find it so refreshing. When I saw y'all on the show, I was just like, you guys just seem like so much fun. Like really just down to earth. And that's the coolest thing, right? Like, I mean, just like regular guys who like to have a good time and who are honest.
Right.
Honesty is pretty great.
It is.
Yeah. Honesty is great.
It is
Integrity.
Great.
Integrity.
So do you have any cool trips coming up or anything you're looking forward to?
Yes.
Where are you going?
April 2nd, me and my mom and Sister Midge are going to Mexico.
Oh!
For spring break and to celebrate my 25th birthday.
Tanner, you're for your 25th birthday?
Yes, ma'am. To celebrate my 25th. Cancun.
Oh, Cancun.
I'm not kidding.
You're not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Oh, I'm serious.
So what's on the agenda in Cancun? Let me tell you, Cancun's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do in Cancun?
We're going to swim the beach and swim in the pool, and there'll be good food and good desserts and a bowling alley and a lazy river.
Wait, you have a lazy river?
Yeah, there will be a lazy river.
Tanner, I love lazy rivers more than anything. Have you ever been in a lazy river?
I have too.
What's better than a lazy river? Yeah. You get to be in a raft, cool by the water, and you get to be lazy.
Yeah.
I love to be lazy.
Me too, Only on a lazy river.
Only on a lazy river. No, day to day, I like to be busy. But if I don't love a lazy river, I'll tell you what. Okay, so are you going to do any, like, are you going to go to the beach? Do you love guacamole?
I don't know.
No, you don't.
I do.
I like sour cream.
I enjoy it.
You like sour cream? I love sour cream. I put sour cream on everything. Do you like ranch dressing?
I do like ranch dressing.
Oh, the best. Do you like ranch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what. I sometimes keep a bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch in my car. I take it on the road with me. Like, ranch goes on everything when you really think about it. Do you like guacamole?
And salsa and queso.
So you can handle spicy food.
Yeah, I enjoy
Mexican
food.
You don't like spice, right?
No, ma'am, I don't like
spice. That's okay. You know, everybody's got a different palate. I love that. So a perfect day off is obviously you get to go to Cancun.
Yeah.
And do you have any travels coming up?
Well, I am going to New York Orc.
You're to the Big Apple? Is it your first time?
No, it isn't.
Oh, of course not. I believe you. You probably, you know, chit-chatted with King Charles or somebody at the in New York. Are you going to meet him or no?
No. I'm actually going to be on Broadway.
Wait a minute. This subtle drop. You're going to be on Broadway?
Yeah.
Are you performing?
Well, not exactly.
Tell me about it.
But it will be towards the end. I'll be asked to come up to sing one song.
Can you tell us or no? Is it under wraps? No. Okay, that's fine. I like that. You know, Connor, I feel like you're going Hollywood on us. Said he's like, I got a project, but I can't talk about it.
I haven't gotten to Hollywood yet. The weekend after, I'll be flying up to L.A. for the Emmys.
Oh, wow. This is really cool. So the Emmys that are going on in September, is this later on? Okay, great. We love this. So basically what you're saying, Connor, is you're a star and you're jet setting. I mean, let me tell you, I was a musical theater kid. I was a theater major. And you know, I'm turning 37 on Friday. And in 37 years, I have not been asked to be on Broadway. And I'm just very jealous that you're getting to be on Broadway. Do you like musicals?
Well,
it's okay if you don't like them.
Not really.
It's not for everybody.
Not
you know,
really.
My husband doesn't like musicals.
I prefer.
You like musicals?
I do like musicals.
I mean, as Jack Black once said, there's no money in theater. Stick to film.
Let me tell you something right now, Connor. I feel like I want to fake smoke a cigarette. This is fake. I'm just miming this. Let me tell you what. There is no money in Broadway. Okay? Stick to films. And that's why we're all out here doing TV. But this is smart. Because you guys are on TV.
Right. We're on TV.
You're on TV.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm
going to New York and Barstow and I to be on the Kelly Clarkson show. Me and Midge are going to be on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Let me tell you something right now, Tim.
Tell me.
My publicist has been trying to get me on the Kelly Clarkson show. And we'll be in New York then. Okay, well, when you go on the Kelly Clarkson show, do me a favor
and
say Heather McMahon needs to be on here.
Yes, ma'am. That's all I'll say, Heather. I'll say Heather McMahon.
No, that's great. You're on it.
McMahon. It needs to be on there.
I would really appreciate the plug because you're doing more for me than my team is.
Yes, I am.
So what are they going to ask you on the Kelly Clarkson show? Do you know?
What did they ask me, Bob? I forgot. A lot about the hotel.
The hotel biz. Can I? Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, that's smart that they're going to. See, I didn't even want to ask you those questions. I'm just like, you know, you want to be on the Broadway. Tanner, I have worked so many different restaurant jobs. I have worked as a bartender. I worked as a server. I've worked as a hostess. Uh-huh. I've worked so many jobs in hospitality. So I think it's great that you're working in hospitality.
Oh, yeah, it is great.
It is great. And do you find that anybody treats you differently because they know you're autistic? Do you ever find that in life?
No, but I know that nobody treats me differently.
That's great, because they shouldn't. Everybody's dealing with something,
right? Everybody's dealing with something.
I got eczema. Let me tell you what. I've got itchy eczema, and some days it flares up, and it is very uncomfortable.
Do you have a disability too, Heather?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, ask my husband. I'm sure he'll tell you I've got plenty. But no, you know, I don't know technically. Well, I do have ADHD. Do you know attention deficit disorder?
No, tell me.
So it's a little challenging. Sometimes, like, it's hard for me to concentrate on things, and my mind moves very quickly, so I'm always bouncing around to different things. Mm-hmm. Like, as I've gotten older, too, sometimes I think with work I get so stressed out, like, I really have to write things down. That's why I made a list today. Because I'll start one thing, and then I'll move to the next thing, and then I forget to go finish the other thing.
Okay.
So I have to stay organized. Mm-hmm. And again, the eczema, it's crippling, I'll tell you what. What is one takeaway that you, when you have people watch this show, and with your newfound fame, and the fact you're going to be on Broadway and go to Hollywood, and you get to go to Cancun.
Yeah.
Is there anything when people watch the show that you want them to take away from the show? If that makes sense?
No, it does make sense.
Okay, actually, it didn't make sense to me either. What is one feeling that you want the audience to feel when they watch you on television?
I want them to feel good, I want them to know that I'm what such a good swimmer I am.
Then there, period. Everybody, you've heard it here first on the Absolutely Not podcast. Mm-hmm. Tanner wants you to feel good and know that he's a good swimmer, and I like that. I like that humble brag. Connor, how about you? Is there anything when people watch you on television? Is there anything that you want the audience to take away or feel when they watch you from your story?
What I want them to feel is more concern for their own dating lives. I mean, it's not easy. It's no picnic.
Oh, that's the truth. I'll tell you what. Before I met my husband, when I was out dating, I mean, it was rough. You know what I mean? Because, again, it's those awkward feelings. You want to put your best foot forward. You're meeting somebody new for the first time. You're like, do I have mustard on my shirt? It can be really nerve-wracking. So you want them to also feel that they're not alone in the dating world.
Yeah.
I love that. That's cool. Anything else you ever want to ask me?
Oh, yes. When you were kids, did you go to church camp?
did I go to church camp? Of course I went to church camp. Vacation Bible school? Oh, yeah. What's your favorite Bible story?
David and Goliath.
Pretty cool one.
Yeah.
I like David and Goliath, too.
Do you remember everything you did at church camp?
What did we do at church camp? Well, I went to a Christian school, too, so we loved to sing songs about God. And I also went to theater camp. And fun fact, I went to surf camp, too. Mm. I love camp. So I would go do plays. I would go to church camp, learn scripture. I would go to theater camp and put on plays. And then I go to surf camp and surf on surfboards in the ocean.
Do you remember the food you ate?
The food I ate? I feel like food at camp is not always the best, right? And I love food. A lot of hot dogs, a lot of pizza, spaghetti. You know, what did you eat at church camp?
Oh, dude. So when I was 12, me and my sister Mitch went to church camp in North Carolina with our church friends.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Kurt, his twin sons, Evan Trent, Mr. Bobby, Alex, our friends who we did a tomb to with. Sasha and his brother Ori, our friend Sal and son Seth, we did churchings, we listened to church music, and me, Evan, Trent, we went up a big path, went to the top, we played Friends Met, we went in volleyball gym, we played volleyball, and
I
tried hamburgers, chicken tenders, french fries, mac and cheese, and fruit, and some mornings I had cereal for breakfast, some mornings I had hash browns for breakfast, and I had pancakes some mornings, and I
should have gone to your camp,
and some days nights I had brownies for dessert, and some nights we went to a ice cream.
Wait, so some nights you had brownies and some nights you had ice cream?
Some days and nights I had brownies for dessert. And some nights we went to a ice cream. And I was homesick some, but I still had fun church camp. And
I used to get homesick.
It was in the mountains in North Carolina.
Oh, cool. Oh, I bet that was an awesome setting.
Yeah, awesome setting.
I love that you remember everything you ate. That's how I feel. Sometimes before I go to a restaurant, I look at the menu online so I can get excited about the food. Do you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. I actually enjoy restaurants very, very much.
Great. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Y'all have been such a pleasure. And I don't want to keep it too long because I know I'm long-winded and can chit-chat. But I want you to know this was such an honor and a pleasure to get to chit-chat with you guys. And I'm rooting for your success. And I hope you become a giant Broadway star. But maybe if we want to take a pottery class, if you're ever down, I would love to join you for pottery.
Oh, I think I'd enjoy pottery.
Anything you want to tell the listeners? Anything you want to leave them with? You can say whatever you want.
Oh, what are some things you don't like to do?
What are things I don't like to do? Well, let's see. What do I not like to do? I don't like to carry my own luggage because my luggage is always overweight. So I do have to carry a lot of bags. I travel a lot. So that's frustrating. I don't like to do meetings. You know what I mean? Like work is exhausting.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to have to fill my car up with gas. The gas station stresses me out.
I hear you.
Yeah.
When I come home from work after a long day, I often come home to a messy house.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah.
Now, is it messy because your mom's not picking up the slack or what?
I'll tell you what I don't like to do.
It's not my mom who isn't picking up the slack.
Who is it? Another family member? You want to throw somebody under the bus right now?
I'll tell you what I don't like to do.
I
don't like to water ski. I don't like to snow ski. I don't like to wakeboard. I don't like to play football. I don't like to play chess.
Chess is hard.
Right, it's so boring, but I like checkers.
Checkers is fun.
I actually enjoy chess very much.
Well, of course you enjoy chess, Connor, because you're... You know, part of the royal family.
I'm not part of the royal family, but I do have a broad mind.
You do have a broad mind. And let me tell you what, I've got a broad mind, but I think this is one of the coolest conversations I've had in a minute. And I really appreciate you guys being here.
Yeah, I'm glad we were here.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Any last words?
Nope.
Hey, I'm glad we got to come here. And I'm glad we got to talk with you, Heather.
I'm glad you guys got to talk to me. I'm also glad,
very much.
Oh, very you guys, really. I hope we're all new friends.
I'm going to chit chat with your moms here
in a minute because I want to talk to them about just like being cool moms. But regardless, I am rooting for your success. And y'all, the sky's the limit. So whatever you want to do, we are 110% behind you.
Yes,
okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay. We're crushing it, right?
Yeah,
Tanner?
We are crushing it. That's right. We're crushing it.
Oh, wait, hold on. A good one. Give me a good one. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tanner and Connor on Absolutely Not.
I literally love Lumi, okay? It is a whole body deodorant that has made me smell my best every day, and so can you. Unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet and, yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concern about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN to invent Lumi. Fast forward 6 years later, and her life-changing whole body deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident head to toe. Listen, I take Lumi everywhere with me. I put it on before I go on stage because, you know, I sweat like literally a suckling pig at a luau. That's how much I sweat. But when I use Lumi, I just feel fresh after the shows. I just feel good. And I know that I can put it in all the places where the sun doesn't shine. It's created by an OBGYN. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. It's baking soda free, paraben free, pH balanced for safe use below the belt. Choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut. And they have a Lumi starter pack. It's perfect for new customers, and it comes with solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. And a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code ABSOLUTELY5 at Lumi Deodorant. Let me spell it out for you. It's L-U-M-E deodorant.com. That equates over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code ABSOLUTELY5. You will thank me later. I love Lumi. It's one of the best products in the biz. You're welcome. When I am ready to start shopping again to build my new spring wardrobe, I know exactly where I'm going. Quince. Okay, Quince makes the best stuff ever. My favorite thing right now that they have is their linen. Their linen sets, their linen dresses is chef's kiss. Maybe you live in a colder climate, right? Maybe you live in a place that you need a little bit more cashmere. Well, I love their 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. They have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and then passes the savings on to us. I love Quince. My mom turned me on to Quince a long time ago because she was buying their 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters. And she's like, Heather, these are only $50. Are you losing your mind? I'm losing my mind. So then I started buying like really specific capsule collection things from Quince because I wanted to get like cashmere, the washable silk. You know, I travel so much, I could throw all this stuff in my bag and I have a million different variations of outfits for every trip that I need to go on because Quince has the best staples. Also, their bags are great. They've got everything you can imagine. Quince has it. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/absolutely for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/absolutely to get free shipping and a 365-day return. quince.com/absolutely.
I'm here with Lise and Nikki, y'all. I am so grateful that you're here. And how all this kind of came about is that you called into the podcast, Nikki.
Yes, I did.
And you said—
Long time fan.
Well, I adore you. Aww. And you were like, hey, I'd love to bring the boys in. And they just recently met, correct?
Right. Yeah.
So they're new buds.
They are.
When I was watching the show, the biggest takeaway for me was just what champions you guys are for your kids. And all parents want to feel like they're champions for their kids. But y'all are really the stars of the show. Aww. I mean, truly, I found it. I don't even know how to use my words to explain what I want to ask you. And like, y'all have been obviously on this journey for however long they've been around, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like people are just getting to peer into the window of this like little niche part of their lives.
Absolutely.
But explain to me kind of, maybe your thoughts and feelings around how, like, you know, now you guys are, people are, you have attention around your families, but you're like, we've been in this forever. I mean, the boys are 25.
Right.
And have things changed when it comes to, you know, how people are diagnosed with autism now, drastically, dramatically, or not at all since the boys have grown up?
I would say drastically.
Yeah.
Would you?
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Tanner was diagnosed in 02. Was that about same as Connor?
Right. Yes, I think so.
Yeah,
I think it was
02.
Right away.
And
exactly.
He was 4.
Yeah.
We started seeing differences at 2.5, but that's, you know, 2001, 2002. There were, you know, we had internet, but it's dial up.
Right.
You know, we did not just have a phone where I could flip open and find a million resources. And I knew no one. The only mental image I had of autism in my mind was the movie Rain Man.
Yeah.
That was it. I mean, literally, why would you know about it if you don't need to know about it? You know, until it comes into your life. And it just, you know, the world was so much smaller then and it was just so different. And you only had your medical provider and people that you knew. I felt that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, I felt very alone. I felt this tremendous sense of pressure to quickly find the right therapy. But there was no one directing me on as to how to get that done.
Yeah.
I'm a little different background. I came out of college and I worked in Metro Boston at the New England Center for Autism at the time. Now it's the New England Center for Children. And I came right out of school and I started working with autistic
kids.
Isn't
that cool?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working in the early intervention preschool room. I was working with nonverbal children, children who had just been newly diagnosed. I was fresh-faced, out of college, newlywed, and knew it all. right? So I was that girl, and then worked with these kids very closely for years. Then moved to South Florida, did some home-based therapy there, got pregnant with Connor. He was my first. Moved on to Texas and stopped working, became a full-time mom. And by Connor's second birthday, I had seen things earlier before that really bothered me. And at the time, I was married to Connor's dad, and Connor's dad was like, hey, these are the kids that you were just used to being around. So that's what you think you're seeing. And to make a really long story short, it took until age 5 to get him diagnosed.
Really?
So I felt guilty, mad. Mad at myself, didn't trust my instinct, let medical professionals, because back in 02, Connor was talking, Connor was looking at you.
We were too.
But Connor walking on his tippy toes and repeating Bob the Builder episodes 4 days later, perfectly with all the accents, and picking bark off trees by himself at playgroups while the other kids were all collaborating. And I getting pushed out of doctor's offices because he was looking at me and talking.
Same. So we connected on this so much when we met each other and talked, and it was like, soul sister, you understand what I'm saying, because Tanner was also always verbal and he had like WH questions. He would ask you why, where, when, how, and he would make eye contact with you.
So medical professionals didn't think
they were kicking me out of their office. Yeah,
like I've got a problem. He's just young.
I kept getting told I have one older daughter who is very precocious and very verbal. And, oh, don't compare him to her. He's just not going to be like her. He's a boy. And I'm like, no, something's not right. You know, one thing I would say to any younger mom that's out there listening, if you have a mother gut feeling,
follow it.
Anything, you're right. I don't care what anybody says. That's your baby. And you know, and I would keep me awake at night. I knew, I was like, there's something not developing correctly. I know something's off. And it was hard. For us, it was almost a 3-year journey too, from onset of obvious symptoms to diagnosis.
Wow.
Yeah, between 2.5 and 3 years of testing. I mean, we saw every specialist that we could get our hands on. And in those days, we had to have more than one set of documentation to get the diagnosis, did you?
Like, and
we
to
had
get to have help from school. It was
had to have like several people in agreement.
I had
in
two
order
different
to then
doctors diagnose them at the same time.
I had 4.
Now, I'm sure this has got to be a little frustrating nowadays, right? Like, obviously, a lot more people are figuring out that they're somewhere on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. But what does the spectrum mean to you as moms with kids with autism? Like, the spectrum's a little confusing, right?
I think it's a very confusing term.
I think the water is so muddy now and more than ever. And I think we were just saying, Christine, who is Abby's mom from season one and two, she's done a TikTok, recently. But she's a big cheerleader of this. The spectrum has become very confusing. And I think that there are different groups that do need help, services, and identifying themselves to feel like they're getting the services or the scaffolding they need.
Yeah.
Right.
However, and camaraderie with each other.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, autism, you know, I know from my experience with my son, he would not have gotten through his school years without a lot of intervention, therapies, and
We did almost 4 years of 35 hours a week with a team of 4 girls in our home doing ABA therapy. Like, we had a whole team privately employed in our home every day, all day, working with Tanner. And without that, I don't know that we ever would have been able to handle a typical classroom setting.
Right.
And even with that support and lots of OT, we did biomedical intervention. We did different dietary intervention. We did chiropractic. We did supplementation. I mean, you name it. We did music therapy. We did it. Tanner still had to attend a school for special learners with specially trained teachers and a smaller class size. So, I mean, for us, it took a lot of intervention to make it through high school. And I want other families to realize, too, like, they see these two very charismatic, very kind, very well-mannered guys who are out there in the world living and gainfully employed. But that's with 20-plus years of a lot of hard work.
And it's got to be so annoying when you get a DM or somebody sends you an email, have you tried this? You're like, yeah, Cheryl. where have you been? I mean, I can only imagine too.
15 years ago,
You know what we were just talking about in the car? I get more frustrated now. And granted, you know, we put ourselves on this global stage. We knew what we were getting into.
Right.
My husband quickly reminds me when we do get the odd message or comment. But I get the, you know, I'm in the show a little.
Yeah,
quite a
she
bit.
Was in quite a bit. Yeah,
and I get a lot of, well, you're just too excited. You make me uncomfortable.
Is that not
first of all,
homegirl?
Squeeze me,
homegirl. That says don't.
You're too excited. You make me uncomfortable
because I get too excited or I'm too pushy.
I'm like, these are our children,
and I'm like, this is.
I'd love to go to Cheryl's house and see.
Same.
I would love to see inside her doors.
For sure. Like, where I'm at is Connor's my oldest child of four. And Connor has had to live in a house where, and we have a blended family. I have two older stepchildren that have been in Connor's life for 12 years. And he has had gotten to watch them go to proms and do all of the things.
Right.
And Connor's always the one home with me and my husband.
Right.
And I'm not going to be sorry. I'm too excited that this is Connor's moment.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know,
he's
the
moment.
It's been really cool for me because, I mean, number one, I'm so incredibly grateful for the unbelievably majority of positive feedback that we have gotten.
I mean, I have to say that.
It has been unreal. And I mean, my heart, I mean, literally, I'll sit there and just cry reading these comments and the way that Tanner's kindness and his purity of heart has impacted people and the way they're just so refreshed by his just kind of childlike joy and just the way he views the world. But that one little bit nasty or little bit negative.
That one comment that's like, maybe he's allergic to gluten. And you're like, I don't even want to hear it.
I don't even want to know.
I would pop off. I would.
But it's kind of been refreshing to me. And I feel like I'm 51, but it's been a growth factor. I'm like, I'm so confident in who we are and how hard we work to get him here. And I can say unequivocally, Tanner deserves every good thing in life. He worked so hard. I remember those years. Everybody else is outside playing. Everybody else is on a team. And he's sitting across the table or going to his fifth therapy appointment that week in the car with me. We're all tired. We're all frustrated. My husband is providing for all of this. It was an incredible team effort. Mm-hmm. Anything good that is happening in Tanner's life. And I mean, I'm like,
I'm shouting it from the rooftops.
Absolutely.
Why would I not be excited?
And I'm like, he is just as nice as he appears on screen. He is just as helpful and kind.
Mom, he's better in person.
Wait,
Tanner's amazing.
About both of the boys are asleep right now. Just so you know, this is the greatest thing. You guys go back to napping. Don't worry. Y'all be comfortable. I won't keep you here too long. This is what I love. It's the honesty. My husband and I were talking about how watching everybody on the show, when they come out the gate and they say like, these are the things I like and these are things I don't like. My husband said, he was like, if only other people would date like that. And where you're just like, hey, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. He's like, all these other guys string these women along for years.
Right.
Until they're like, oh, by the way, I didn't want to have kids. Why didn't you say it on the first damn date? You know,
let me tell you this. In our house, the nickname for Connor is Truth Serum. So one of my favorite things is, and honestly, he is honest Abe. And I love him to bits and pieces. Like I said, I live in a blended family. We have six kids together and all of them. And I will put something on. And I'll look at my husband and I'm like, does this look okay? Is it too tight? No, baby. You look great. And I'm like,
Connor.
I'm calling bullshit on that. Can I say bullshit?
You can say whatever you want.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm calling bullshit. So I'm like, Connor, come here. And I'm like, bring him in the room. And I'm like, Connor. And he's like,
I don't know, Mom.
That is my 76-year-old mother from Boston. Yeah. But you're from Boston, and that's why. You want somebody to, like, no bullshit, keep it 100.
Tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Come at me.
Now, I would imagine, too, like you were saying, you know, nowadays people want to throw in their two cents about things, but I'm sure it was pretty intimidating with these, like, mommy and me groups growing up. You had to find your people because everybody wanted, you know, and tell me if I'm wrong, like, was that a challenge, you know, being a young mom and having a kid that is different?
It was the hardest thing I've ever been through. Ever. And, you know, for our family, and I think my husband and my other three children would all, it is completely, Tanner's diagnosis has kind of defined who we are.
Right.
In so many ways. And like, I mean, what it does to you and your spouse as a couple, as individuals, how it impacts the siblings. Mm-hmm. And then you do find out who your friends are. Because when Tanner was younger, he had a lot of self-stimulatory behaviors. They call it STIMS for short. He made a lot of odd sounds. He had some really unusual hand posturing. He moved his head and other children would notice it. And of course, they're children.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to stare and they're going to ask questions and then they're going to not want to be with him. So I would always kind of know who my people were. I would just watch their 5-minute reaction to Tanner because you sort of see the look come over their face like, oh, something's different here.
It's like whether or not they can handle
Exactly. Yeah. And the ones who would just sort of like be like, okay, I got this. Let's roll. Yeah. We're going to love him as he is. I was like, and you will like, people will never know what that means to the mother of the differently affected child.
Like
those friends of ours who have embraced him, you know, and like, you know, that like Tanner, he likes to get off on his tangents and he likes to talk about things that are of interest to him and shoot a million questions at you. My friends who just give it right back to him and roll with it or tell him when he needs to be quiet.
Right.
You know what I mean? And be like, you know what, Tanner, you're driving me freaking nuts. Be quiet. See, that's how we handle him.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't apologize for that. Yeah. I mean, like, and we tell him all the time, buddy, you need to chill a little bit. The autism is high today. Like, bring it down. Like, bring it freaking
down.
Yeah, bring it down a notch. Exactly. Or go be in your room for a while until you chill.
Yeah.
That's just how we approach it.
Yeah, and I've always treated Connor, I'm like, I try to treat him the way I think the world is going to treat him.
Yep.
And I don't mince my words with him.
Yeah.
And there's
I think
times
that's always refreshing on the show, too, because it's like, we're all human.
And don't we all need to be more self-aware? So,
I mean, every day of my life,
you know?
I'm like, insert foot and mouth. What have I just said?
Oh, God.
We were talking about this earlier, though, and I do, and I'm sure you find it frustrating. And not to say, you know, not to diminish how there's people getting new diagnoses with things. But I do love every now and then. Like, I'll meet another male comedian. They're like, well, you know, Heather, I have autism. I'm like, no, you're just actually trying to be a dick today.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're
let's
just
be
a
real
jerk.
About it. You're just being a jerk. You're like, well, I can't, you know, I can't control
you're
what
really
I'm
going to
say.
You're really blunt. Yeah.
You're blunt. No, you're actually just trying to hurt my feelings. Yeah. Like, there's a big difference, okay?
You are just
Yeah. So that is so frustrating now. I'm sure you get that where you're like, no, we've been through this. We've been through this for 25 years.
Like,
do not
through
try
the ringer.
Yeah, through the ringer. So it's been, and I'm sure the financial burden of, you know, you're saying when you had to have live in aid. Can you walk me through that? Like, what is that experience
just
like?
The therapies, the things that aren't covered, the doctor's appointments. Oh. We had to have surgery on Connor because he toe walked so much.
Uh-huh.
He was shortening his Achilles.
His
heel.
Achilles, yep.
He had
that's
to have
common.
Braces. The camps, the extra tutoring,
and I found back in the everybody could fix my kid for 10 grand.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or 5 grand or 8 grand.
Yeah, selling snake oil.
Right. And at that time, you know, we had an older one and then we have two more. I mean, here we are growing this family. They're all little. And I mean, you can't just parent your special child. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like Tanner's been the focus, but I mean, I have three other children equally as important and then trying to divvy it up evenly and not always have the special child be the focus of everything. That's a tremendous parental hurdle.
It is so
And keeping
hard.
Up with, you know, of course, it's your child. I mean, I remember Mark and I, and my husband, and I have to shout out to him. He has been the most incredible partner and support system. But we were like, if it's out there and we can find a way to afford it, we're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
This is our son. I mean, this is our son. We want best outcomes. I'm like, I don't want okay outcomes. I don't want good outcomes.
Right.
I want best outcomes.
Anybody would fight for their child.
Right.
And then when you have these people coming
and
in.
And then they get excited.
Yeah.
And then they get excited when they're winning. And, you know, it's like you come out swinging for your kid. And that's the thing. We have had to champion for them harder with schools, with doctors.
Yes.
I had to fight doctors to diagnose my kid.
Yeah. Same.
So you've got to, you get scrappy. You get scrappy and you get sassy. And you know what? We're doing it for the best reasons. And, you know, I admire the Smith family, Tanner's family.
Aww.
They stuck it out. You know, our marriage didn't survive. I didn't stay married to Connor's dad. That does happen to a lot of these
families. To a lot of people.
Right.
And, you know, that devastated us financially. I turned
of
into
course.
A single mom.
Right.
You know, and you're just
talk
trying
about
to,
a rock star.
You're trying to, like,
talk about
keep your, you know, your ship floating. It's tough. It's hard. And I think for us and in our family, what you get to see is, number one, I found a man who would jump into the circus tent with me.
Who was amazing.
Who found somebody who was a partner.
I was like, lace your Nikes up, dude, and run.
I would run. Because I got some people with me.
Under this roof. And he ran right into it.
Isn't that amazing?
And his two children, my stepkids, jumped right into the family.
And they are all
they
precious.
They are forged in fire and they circle their wagons because that's the blessing, I think, of the siblings is, yes, they have to deal with a lot, but man, we have raised some of the other coolest kids who are tolerant.
Yeah.
When you see these other siblings as adults and there's just this kindness and this compassion and this understanding.
You know,
and there's
so many things right as moms,
yes.
Period.
And
not
just like,
with, you know, Connor and Tanner.
But those other kids.
You built other amazing
and
humans,
and it's such
right?
a blessing to them and just what it does to their
hearts. By the
hearts.
Grace of God. I don't know.
I don't have kids yet, but I always tell Jeff, I'm like, honey, when we do become parents, our one job is to just make sure our kids aren't dicks. That's all.
Amen.
Just don't be a dick.
We don't
That's
want dicks.
It. And
None.
You guys, listen, I know that obviously, you know, the kids are the stars on the show, but I want you to know, as a woman watching the show, I said out loud to myself, I hope I can be 1/10 of the moms that y'all are.
Sweet.
And I don't say that just to like blow smoke up your ass. I really mean it.
Thank you.
Like, it was such a mental check to me to say, wow, look at how these women are just, I mean, you still have to, you know, be a good wife. You still have to take care of your other kids.
Work
you still
a
have
full-time job.
Work a full-time job.
You have a life outside
women
of
can
them.
Do it all.
They
you
really
can do
can.
It all. What do you do outside of being a mom? What do you do to kind of take care of yourselves?
You go. Okay. Well, I was a nurse formerly. I actually let my nursing career kind of go to the side when Tanner got diagnosed because at that time, his younger sister was a baby and it was just too much.
Right.
Trying to run a full-time therapy program, work full-time as a nurse, have two little girls too. And so the way our family worked, it was just better for me. So I've always been kind of a fitness junkie.
Yeah.
So I do a lot
you're
of-
ripped. You're both very
you're
in
very
shape.
Very sweet.
But, yeah.
I do
yeah.
a lot. I've taught fitness classes and been really involved in the That's personal great. Training and all that kind of stuff for years. That was sort of my, that was my, I'm not mom. Yeah. I'm not just Mark's wife. This is my thing.
This is my outlet.
My thing. And I had my own set of friends and it was separate from the family. So that's always been my thing. And then just girlfriends. I have great sisters.
Right.
I love to read. I love to be outside. We're big water people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to Cancun. So yeah. I mean, get ready for that.
Amen.
And what do you do?
Well, it's funny. I'm not into the gym at all. My husband loves the gym. I'm with you. If I'm running, please run.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
If you see some shit, there's going a clown. Bad. It's bad.
Yeah,
it's
someone's
bad.
Chasing
run.
Me.
If Lisa's running, it's the apocalypse has hit. It's time to run. So I don't like to do anything gym-wise. I have some really good girlfriends. My husband, we do enjoy being outside in nature.
Yeah.
We get to go out. We have a boat. We go on the lake. We do things like that.
Too.
And then, again, girlfriends, I do love the theater, travel, if I get the chance. So just any time to kind of decompress with friends and hang out.
Absolutely.
I'm in for anything family. But I'm not into gym. I don't like to read. I'm going to watch the movie.
I want to hear it on Audible. It's fine. I've just got too much stuff floating around in my mind.
You'll hear Connor's voice. Exactly.
If you put a book on tape or something, or book on tape, good God, how old am I?
No, I'm right there with you.
But anyway,
you find time to take care of yourself and do your thing.
I love shopping, nails.
Yeah.
Like, I am.
And that
I'm,
is
God,
so
I'm,
important, too.
I am that
like,
girl.
When you have a special needs child, I think it's easy to get lost. You know what I mean? And like that is your whole identity. Being a special
Tanner
needs mom.
Tanner lives with a couple other guys.
He does.
And Connor lives at home. But is it one of those things that like as they're getting older, you're like, oh, they're going to be at home forever?
That's what I all.
Yeah.
If you had told me when Tanner was 15 that he would go to Clemson and complete that program and then choose to stay and live independently with roommates.
Yeah.
I would have laughed you out of the room. I'd be like, that's not possible. Never. There's no way. He'll never function, away from us. What the hell he's doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, but we're.
He's eating hot dogs every night, but he loves it.
They cool for 20 minutes. However, cold hot dogs, but we're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I just say Connor lives with me, but I want to say, and I will say this to everybody in my family if you're listening, Connor's the strongest teammate we've got.
In your house?
Yes, I'm sure.
He is
on top of the dog feeding, trash, cooking, making sure there's groceries. That boy is the rock of the family.
Because they will always do it.
I'm ready to get
he
Connor.
He wanted to throw somebody under the bus for coming home and having to pick up a mess.
It wasn't me, thank God.
He was thinking about
it. I'm ready to give Connor the keys and the checkbook. But
what
I see for Connor, Connor doesn't drive. We live in Metro Atlanta. It's nuts.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like to drive.
It scares me to death.
It is different here.
To make a long story short, we have options for him, but I do feel like I think our best case scenario, and this is why I love my husband, and when he met me, first thing when we met, I was very upfront. I'm like, I have this situation. And he just looked at me, he's like, I'm in. He can stay with me for life. And one thing I think my dream would be, we can't do it now, is to build like a little guest house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Off of the house. Like we can't do this now. And this is my goal. And to have him have his own space. But he's across the driveway.
Yeah.
That will probably ultimately be what we'll do too. Because I doubt Clemson will last forever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and eventually we're going to want him. And we're very rooted, rural South Carolina.
Right.
My husband's a farmer, but that would be the ideal scenario.
Just right there.
Right there.
Listen, I live with my mother currently.
You're
and
right.
I say I basically have a toddler. People are like, when are you going to have kids? I'm like, I have a
76-year-old
who is asking me,
she's very small.
What's for dinner? What's for lunch? Where are we going? What are we doing? Pick up your things. So I also say, too, my goal is to be able to build a guest house for my
for
mother
her.
As well. So I get it. We're all taking care of somebody.
We all have someone that needs to go to the guest house.
Yes, we all have somebody who needs to go to the guest house. We love them. We want them close by.
Right. Listen, close, but not that close.
Not that close. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for doing it on a public platform as well. And I think that what y'all are doing on the show is incredible. And I love to champion other women who are doing it
thank
the most.
You.
And y'all do not get enough credit for what you're doing. And you've raised two beautiful boys who just could not have been more wonderful and charismatic. And I just want you to pat yourselves on the back because I know you guys do a lot, but this was a really refreshing conversation. And I think for my listeners too, it'll be a refreshing conversation. People never know what people are going through, right? And I have really been trying to remind myself, put yourself in somebody else's shoes.
Yeah.
And what can you learn from somebody else? And right. I think that, oh, they're already banging on the wall next to us.
They're calling.
This is an Absolutely Not production. But thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing your story.
So much fun.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.